Dennis, I'm going to start with you. We are talking about Star Wars Night at the Octagon. Tell us about it.
Thanks. It's a big show. You know, there's different connotations here. You know, obviously Chris Smedley's been working with me for quite a while. There's Nicky Smedley who's making his comeback. Ross Birkinshaw's just joined the team alongside, as I'm so pleased to be working with him, is obviously Ryan Rhodes, who's one of the biggest success ever to come out of Sheffield. So, and we're pals, and that's what makes it that much more enjoyable. You know, I've done some big shows, and I've just been involved in creating another world champion, if you like, from the Northeast with Stuart Halls. So it's a matter of, like, if the kids have got it in them, I'll get him there. We've got Dale Hutchinson at the back, who's fighting a local derby against Sam Matkin, which is a great fight. He's just he's started to turn the corner, I do believe, hearing from Chris. And Sam's a talent in himself, so it's going to be a great fight. Obviously, I manage both of the kids, and it's one of them. They're both young enough that it's not going to finish the career whoever gets beat. But obviously, the winner goes on to bigger and better things. So. Big fight to top the bill, and I think that the bill that is shaping up, it could be another title addition. So yeah, pleased to be involved with it. It's a big show. There's about 15 bouts on. Chris has been making himself busy helping me match it, and really looking forward to it.
Given the volume of fighters that you've got on the bill, and we're going to hear from some of them over the course of the next few minutes or so, what does this say about the strength then right now of Sheffield boxing?
We're going to be biased, aren't we, coming from Sheffield? We think it's the mecca of boxing, and look at championship producers. One of them here, you know, you've got Clinton Woods, you've got Nazir Mamma, you've got Johnny Nelson, Junior Witter. You know, it's endless. So it's success breeds success, and you know, people going about London, Manchester, Liverpool. We're still the main actors, I think, from Sheffield, and you know, whenever I've been. You know, whether it's been Vegas or whatever, I know I'm name dropping, but I beat the drum about Sheffield being the biggest and best place to develop as regards, you know, being able to create champions. And you know, people think, oh, I've got to go to America and train there. There's no magic one wherever. You know, if a kid's got ability, you go over America or you go to different countries just to maybe pick up certain little, you know. Styles and stuff like that, so you don't get phased when you're in there against different kind of opponents. But there's no better place to develop than Sheffield, and luckily I'm from Sheffield.
Lots of great fighters on the bill, lots of stories as well. Nicky Smedley, he's in the studio with us right now. I suppose, Nicky, first of all, welcome back.
Oh, thanks.
It's been quite a couple of years for you since we last saw you, and you were counting down to your last fight. Give us an idea of how difficult a couple of years you've had.
Well, in this last couple of years, I've grown up a lot. I've had a kid and I've had a big break, really. I went to Cyprus, chilled out there for a bit, and come back now and ready again.
Because it was needed, wasn't it,
yeah,
that break?
From that loss, what I had with Nigel Wright, I have grown up a lot now. And I feel it as well. Whereas before, I might have said it, but I didn't feel it. But now I do.
Can you give us an idea in what way? Because
I feel more of a man now, you know? Like, before, there were a lot of reasons why I lost that. And on night, I blame myself. But I've done a lot of maturing since then.
And obviously a large part of that then is fatherhood. That doesn't just affect you, I would imagine, emotionally and personally. That affects your boxing life as well, doesn't
it? Yeah. But I'm back in training now, so I'm training 2 or 3 times a day. I did blow up 3 or 4 stone overweight, but I've stripped back down again.
Because that happens, doesn't it? It happens to a lot of fighters. You stop even for just a couple of months, and before you know it, when you're out of the regime...
It's out of food and not training. So I did blow up, now I'm back down again.
That's been my excuse for 25 years. But yeah, it's going to be an interesting fight, and a great to see you back. Do you know much about your opponent right now?
No, not yet. I'm just, all I want to do is get in here and shake that rust off me, because I'll be ring rusted. You know, I haven't boxed for two or three years. So I'm just can't wait to get back in.
It's an interesting one with you, though, because there has always been the idea of this great potential that you've got, and obviously we've seen that in the very early part of your career. Do you feel that within, say, 6-12 months, you can get back on that track and we can start to talk about you possibly in the way that we did before your last fight?
Yeah, I will do. I know that, because now, when I say I'm more mature, I feel more. I've got my strength as well in the ring. Like, before, I thought my style were a bit flimsy. But now, my strength's there. I'm more of a man now.
Ross Birkinshaw also going to be on the bill as well. We'll try and get through everybody over the course of this part of the programme. Well, it's a big fight for you too, isn't it? To be under Dennis's wing and involved in this stable now. Yeah, how big a boost for your career has that been?
Well, it's a great boost. I've got Dennis managing and promoting me, and Ryan Rhodes training me. Dennis said the other day I've been given the golden goose there, so let's put it all to work. I think he's been given the golden goose having me after all these years. So now we're a team and ready for a fresh start.
For game therapy and stuff like that. Is there any family credit I could come for?
So come on then, both of your mics are open right now. Who's benefiting the most out of this?
Should we toss a coin?
I think we're going to toss on that one.
Yeah, he's great to have round, actually, Ross, because of his, you know, he's got a fantastic personality. He don't know what he's going to come out with next, and that's what's great about him, because there's always going to be a bit of fun element with him. And, you know, I mean, in any situation, yeah, it's a serious business. It's a tough, tough business. But, you know, you've got to have a little bit of fun along the way, and he brings that in abundance. So he's worth that just as entertainment's value. So if he decides to pack in boxing, I'm going to make him our entertainment manager.
There you go. I mean, you will obviously know, again, all joking aside, just think of the doors that could open for you now, given the pedigree of some of the fights that Dennis has been involved in over the years.
That's it. Well, that's what I've looked at. Me and Ryan sat down, we've had a good discussion about everything, the path what Ryan wants me to go down, and we spoke to Dennis, the path what Dennis wants me to do. So we're going to do it nice and steady, build up, and who knows, by end of this year, what doors can be opened, and Dennis has certainly got the key to open them doors. So.
And we'll talk to Ryan a little bit about specifics and training, etc., in a few moments' time, but where do you think you are then, in your career?
Just like Nicky said, I've matured a lot. I've settled down now, got a family, got married 2 years ago, and with having my wife doing all my preparation for food, things like that. Clinton Woods told me years ago, behind every good man there's a great woman. And I've got that great woman now. I've got a great team around me, so everything's going good. I'm getting up, I've got a routine set for me. Power UK's helped me out with, like, they've sponsored me a vehicle, so I've got a vehicle to get to gym in the morning, come down and see Power in the afternoon, see Ryan in the office. Like yesterday, I went down, we watched my opponent on YouTube and discussed what we're going to do, then we go into gym at night and we work on all the things what I'm going to do in the fight. So
I think most sports fans would have a small idea as to the type of training that you lads have to go through most days, and it's severe, isn't it? It's very strict.
But
did you need perhaps that extra help then and guidance just to stay on the path eating the right things and drinking the right things?
Yeah, I'm a bit wild at heart, so I always need like grounding and settling down. So now I've got all that. I've got this team around me doing that. I've got my wife at home and they're keeping my feet firmly on the ground. So I think I've calmed down a lot as well.
So you've had a look at the guy you're fighting then.
Yeah.
Impressions, what do you make of him?
It's hard to judge off YouTube, but it doesn't look too bad. Very tough. I think he's Russian, so I'm expecting a tough fight. But I've been in with some tough guys already, so he looks a bit open, and I'm just going to work on the straight shots, straight down middle, and lots of head movement, what I've been working on with Ryan.
1-2, 1-2, 1-2. So, as mentioned by Ross a moment or so ago, training is very much underway, and Ryan Rhodes is the trainer. A slight change in tack for you, Ryan, isn't it? When did you decide to get onto to this side of things in boxing?
Probably about five or six months ago. I was in the gym training, and
I just got a phone call from Ross. He knew I was doing a bit with Curtis Woodhouse, and he just asked if he could come down and do a few sessions, and it started from them. He's absolutely been great. He's been willing to learn. He's not questioned anything I've told him to do, so which obviously works. So it's been great.
So that's the idea then. Do as you're told. All
do
the
as
way
you're
through.
Told us, you're out.
And entertain, yeah. As a raw product then, and all right, he's been involved in several fights. How would you assess his potential then and his skill set right now?
I think the thing with Ross is he doesn't use his advantages. You know, he's 8.5 stone. He's about 5'7", 5'8", and he's got a really long reach, but he doesn't use it. You know, he tries to have a fight with such shorter kids, and he lowers his ability and his levels down to theirs. So I think the thing with Ross is we just need to use his advantages, which is his height, his reach, you know, take him back to basics and work from there.
Is it something you personally want to develop as part of your career? Because we know since you've decided to hang up your gloves, you've obviously got your finger in many different pies right now, but the actual coaching of individual fighters?
Well, I said from when I retired from fighting, I said I didn't want to become a trainer. You know, I think it's a 24-hour job for very little. I think it's a very hard job. But when I got asked by Curtis, by Ross and a few others, I've known these guys for a long, long time. And I just thought, well, I'm in the gym anyway. Why don't I just help and pass on my knowledge? You know, I think I've got a lot to give to the fighters and to people who want to ask my advice. I've boxed at every single level there is. And, you know, if I help anybody succeed, it's going to be great for me. I've done my job.
Just on Curtis briefly, obviously he's had some headlines this week. He's gone to be the manager of Gould, but in terms of the boxing, where's he at right now? He can't be that far away from counting down to his next fight.
He's got 4 weeks for his British title fight, the 22nd of Feb. He's absolutely flying at the minute. He can't wait. He's fighting for his dream, basically. When he turned a professional fighter from being a footballer, his ambition was to fight for that British title, and his dream's going to be, you know, it's going to come true on the 22nd.
Let's come back to this big night at the Octagon Centre, 2nd of March then of this year. Top of the bill, Dale Hutchinson, he's with us in the studio too.
All right,
you're going to be fighting Sam Matkin, and yep. Both of you have sat in here at the same time at various different stages of your careers.
Yep.
So the fact that he's in the same stable, is that an advantage or a disadvantage?
Well, I think it could be, yeah, because it puts a face to the name, you know. I mean, a lot of times you don't get to see who kids are. So, you know, you never know, there could be a big goblin in the corner waiting for you. But, you know, it takes edge off when you know who it is.
It puts a
face to the name. And I've sparred with Sam a few times. I've trained with him a few times. I mean, we get along. We do speak, me and Sam. You know, we are friends in a way, you know. We do speak. So, yeah.
And do you have an intricate knowledge of his game, perhaps in the same way that he will perhaps have an intricate knowledge of yours? Or given the fact that you've known this fight's obviously been coming for months now, have you been kept apart? How's it worked?
Well, it were a couple of years ago at Ingle Camp when I used to do a bit of sparring with him up there. It's been a few years since I've sparred with him or trained with him, and I've developed a lot since then as a fighter. So I don't think he's really going to have much knowledge on me as a fighter. And the way I've developed my technique for the last couple of years, I've changed a lot, I've matured a lot. You know, I'm putting a lot more effort in my training. I'm listening to my trainers a lot more. So, but I've watched a few videos on him on YouTube. I know that he's just pretty much a basic, straight, come forward fighter. I know he's a strong kid.
Mm.
You know, he keeps his sense fit, he keeps his sense in shape. So, I know what to pretty much expect on night at fight. So, yeah.
And in terms of the course of your career right now, this is for the British Masters Light Welterweight Championship. Yeah. To win it, what would that mean for you, and where would you go next?
Oh, it'd mean well to me if I could win a British Masters title. I mean, I've been training for like 13, 14 years now, and it'd make it all worthwhile, you know. It'd give me something to be. If I could win it, I'd know that it's been worth it all these years to fighting. I know that it'd be like, it's something that I've, you know, it's something that I can say, yeah, it's worth doing, you know. I can win something, I can do something in boxing. to win a title, it'd mean the world.
Do you both, I realise you've not had a great deal of contact, but do you think that Sam will probably think the same? You know, this isn't make or break necessarily, but it's hugely important.
I mean, I know it's going to probably mean the same to him, you know. It's a British Masters title at the end of the day. We're both probably just about ready for a Masters title. It's some of that, you know, we're both probably ready for it at this point in his career. But he's gonna I'll tell you something, he's going to have to want it more at night. Because I want to come on with that belt, simple as that. I want it. He's gonna have to want it a lot more than what, you know, than what I want it. That's all I'm gonna say.
You said it well. Said it succinctly. Let's finish off for the time being, at least, with Chris and Steve, coaches. Steve, roll in towards the yellow mic, will you? We have a lot of talent here, don't we? But dealing with it and being involved in the coaching of it, what does that mean to you?
Well, he's been with us since he was 10-year-old. We were a little fat kid then. Big mouth. No discipline. Loads of trouble at school. In and out at gym. Had a poor amateur career. Involved with coppers and all the rest on it. And it's something about, we might as well stick to the same as Ross and Nicky. He has matured. He's had a sprog. And he's just come on, have a knee. He's grown up as a man. This is what it does to you. I've had three kids and it does change your life.
Because this is the thing that sometimes, but not enough really, gets highlighted of the benefits of, well, lots of organised sport. But I've been in this job now for 7 or 8 years now, and the amount of lives that have been revolutionised, either the young lads, the fighters who get involved in the gyms, you know, there's lots of them. There's lots of great positive stories like that of lads who, through boxing, have been able to get their lives back on track, either if they were any good at boxing in the first place or start boxing and have become very good at it.
Well, Dale's been loyal. That's one thing about him. So he's been with me, what? Now he's got joint trainers now, Chris and myself. Chris takes him running one day and miss a day the next day. And he's got gym working. And he is a loyal kid. He's stuck with us. He's stayed with us. He's had some hard fights. He's been on road in his early career. And now this could be his chance. And hopefully we need this win. He needs his win and we need this win to propel him up the ladder.
From the coach's eye view then, because you'll know Sam well, where's this fight going to be won and lost? What do you think could be the differences here?
Dale's got a good chin. He can take a shot. I've seen him take some great shots. And he just shook it off and carried on. What's been troubling his past is his fitness. But we've got that sorted out now. Technique, yeah, we've worked on that a bit last few months. He's got there now. He knows what to do. And it should be a good fight.
Should be a good
fight.
He's
a good entertainer. When he's on the night, they're standing up.
Because this is the thing about you. When you've sat in here before, you've got that personality, haven't you? You like the attention that comes with being a boxer. So, remember, you love being top of the bill right now.
Oh, I mean, I've dreamt about it being all over years, about being top of the bill. You know, and now I'm actually at top of the bill. I'm thinking about it when I wake up, and I'm thinking about it when I go to bed at night. You know, I mean, I want to get up, I want to go running, I want to go training at night time. It's giving me so much energy just knowing, you know, that I've got a title shot. It's wicked, it's great, I love it, I'm loving it every minute of it, you know. It's getting me through my training, just knowing if I can win that belt, it'll just mean the world to me, you know what I mean? It's just giving me that drive, knowing, you know, that there could be a chance for me to win a title, and who knows what, you know, in the future, in the next couple of years' time, there could be some kind of British title online, you never know, do you know what I mean? I know that it's on step, that if I can win a Masters, it could be a potential English and a potential British, but it's all down to me. If I deal with it, I could lose this fight and walk away and toss it all in the bin, you know. But if I get my head on it, win this fight, stick in gym after I've won it. Don't just walk off eating burgers or whatever. Just keep it in gym, keep my mind on track, you know. And like I said, I've got Dennis Hobson backing me now. I've just signed another year with him. So it's like, I know that he's got up resources, you know. Although, well, you know, he just took Stewie Hall to a world title fight. So he's got world round resources, hasn't he? So, you know, I can be unstoppable, really. Do you know what I mean? With Dennis behind me, he's not stopping me now. It's just all down to me. Everyone around me, I know that I trust my trainers. You know what I mean? I believe in my trainers, Steve and Chris, the good trainers. Mm. Obviously, Dennis's work, you know, it speaks for itself. So it's all just down on me now. You know, I've got to pull my finger out, make sure that I win this fight, keep it, Jim, and just keep going up ladder.
Chris, let's bring you in, shall we? It's a big day, isn't it? I mean, you've just sat next to Dale. He's obviously hugely enthusiastic about this fight too. But yeah. See Nicky back and getting involved again, that makes it extra special.
Yeah, it's good to get Nicky back. 2 years, you know, he boxed a good kid, Nigel Wright. Unfortunately, Nigel's had to retire, but I think he'll get back there quicker than we think. Like, and even Dennis said his change the other day. Company says. They tell me Nicky had been in office and he says he's a nice kid now. I says, is he?
Don't
take after me. But no, it's right good to have him back, and you know, the ability, you know, is second to none. We just hope other ingredients is there now, you know, plenty of heart and desire and that dedication. If it'd have had that, it'd probably be on the same lines as where Kelly's, you know. They went together through amateurs together. But Nicky's just fell off, you know, so he's got to get back on that wave.
There are lots of fighters on the bill. We're lucky enough to have some of the headliners, if you like, and the stories involved in the studio with us right now. But there are others too. Give us an idea as to who else we're going to see on March the 2nd.
Well, you know, we've got young Cass Hussain. He's gone out on road. So he's earned his opportunities, boxing for an international bronze. Against Leo Durangler from Brendan Ingalls' camp. So that's, although he's not from Sheffield, it's still a camp derby.
Yeah, Sheffield enough.
Yeah. You've got, let's have a look, Ramsey Nasser, Paris Nasser, who used to be down at Ingalls, two Arab brothers. They're now with Keith Palmer. They're boxing. Also, Jamie Sampson. He's doing probably a warm-up. He might be boxing for English title. Well, I think he is. In Darlington, is it, or Newcastle? In Newcastle, March 29th, on Stewie Hall bill. Then, let's have a look. What else? We've got Dave Allen, White Rhino, and Cole Spencer, two heavyweights from Donny. So they're making an appearance. Then we've got the little Yemeni kid, Hassan Ahmed, 5-0. He's boxing somebody from Georgia. Can't say the names. Nobody can. Nobody can.
So long as they turn up, it's fine.
You know, so you've got new, and then you've got, like, you know, these experienced kids, Nicky and Ross. You know, we did want to put Liam Cameron on, but he's, you know, he's just in a bit of a dilemma at the minute. So, well, so, oh, we've got four kids on from Leeds. And I think one's going to be in a title, Justin Newell. He's 6-0. He boxed on that Stuart Hall undercard. He looks a good kid. A kid called Orlando Burke is cruiserweight. Zahir Hussain and Reese Cartwright, they're two Leeds fighters. But back to Sheffield is that Hussein Najib, another kid. He's with Keith Palmer. So it's going to be a busy afternoon. So if they get there at 2, they might be getting home about 2 in the morning. No, but it'll be a great Sunday afternoon, you know, because everybody gets bored on Sundays. You know, they get back from football, they want to sit in pub, get home, dinner, and just lay down doing no waiting for work. Well, got a chance to get down here, see some good kids fighting.
So, Dennis, as Chris was mentioning there, Liam Cameron, he's been in here many times. Mm-hmm. We saw him quite a lot as he was just about beginning his career, first four or five fights. But there's been a bit of to-ing and fro-ing since then. Mm. So what's the latest? Is he under your tutelage? Are you going to be leading him for the foreseeable? What's going on?
I'm going to sit down and talk to Liam. I think, using everybody's term, I think certain kids here, I think it's become apparent, they've grown up a lot. And Ryan's will tell you more than anybody here, you know, you can throw it all away. He had a fantastic beginning of his career, then he went off the rails a little bit, and he come back and look what he achieved. because you've matured as a man. And, you know, there's opportunities here. And Liam, he hadn't become a bad fighter overnight. He come out of the amateurs in a blaze of glory, ABA champion. Chris had done a fantastic job with him. And, you know, obviously I'm very close to Chris, and he pushed him my way, and I was pleased that he pushed him my way. And I thought, well, we've got maybe another Clinton Woods on his books. And I don't know if things went to his head and maybe he's not mentally strong enough at that time. And talking to him yesterday on the phone, he seems a little bit of difference. And it seemed like Nicky says, you can tell straight away with his demeanour, his body language. He's matured as a man. And hopefully, when I sit down and talk to Liam, I'll have done that. And I don't want too many kids, Andy. You know, I don't want a stable full of, like, 50, 60 kids. Like Dale says, you know, with him saying them little bits about me, that keeps me in the game. I haven't really got anything to prove now. I don't do it to get my name in the paper every week and stuff like that. It's about the achievement, and nothing will make me prouder than like having one or two of these kids. In my office, it's the wall of fame. And when you're on there, that's it. The money, I keep saying it, the money comes and goes, but the memories are there forever. And you've made your mark in life. And if Dale wins this, yeah, obviously I've got divided loyalties here, because Sam, lovely kid, is in our gym up at Gleedless. But whoever wins, it gives them an opportunity, a platform, and it gives me something to work with. And I can push them on into maybe English titles, then onto British, like Dale says. So, you know, it's down to them. And, you know, on the day, it's whoever wins. And same with Ross. Ross has teamed up with Ryan. And who knows what he can achieve now, because he's got so much knowledge to pass on, and it's whether if we can cram it into his little brain, you know, we've got a chance of achieving something. But look, Ross is like, he's an absolute dream to work with, and it does a lot of, I mean, he's getting the basics.
Show after me, Star Wars.
Star Wars. does that rhyme with Ross the Boss? But it, you know, it's we don't know what he can achieve, because, like, he's never probably had anybody in his corner who believes in, like, Ryan. So if he does it, I mean, the bantam weights. And the thing about it is, because of his physical stature, he can box at bantam, super bantam, and junior feather. So he's got the ability to go up and down the weights, because he's only, like, 3 and 4 pounds between those weights. So if he comes through, he's still young enough, like these kids are, he's still young enough to go and achieve. Nicky is like underachieved, you know, for years, and we all know that, you know that, everybody in Sheffield knows it. And if he gets his head right and he really works hard, look what Ryan achieved when he come back. And if he can get anywhere near what Ryan's done, then you've got to count that as a massive success.